Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Yeti.
Hey there, welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to a new episode of Dear Gabby. I'm so thrilled to be with you guys. This is my favorite part of the week is expressing all this love through this channel, which is Dear Gabby, through our moment in time together. I have an opportunity today to pull a card that I think we all need. I don't know what card's going to come through, but I sense that there's a strong through line that's going to happen for this show today. I don't know what it will be quite yet, but I have this weird feeling about it. It's hard to explain. I have this feeling in the sense that it's going to be so obvious, the through line that comes up from this card into the rest of the show today. And before I get into the card, I want to just make sure everybody knows that I am launching the newest version of my meditation challenge. And my meditation challenge is a 21-day challenge with me where every day you get brand new meditations. It's out now. You get 21 days of meditations, different meditation practices every single day, emails. You can get texts from me with reminders. You get a Facebook group community. There's so much love wrapped around this challenge, and it's starting August 1st. You can sign up now at deargabby.com/meditation challenge. And all of the details are there. Get psyched for that because it's actually one of the most beautiful things we can do together as a community is really show up for our own meditation practice and support other people in doing that as well and doing the same. So we have this community, we have this daily ritual, we have this support from me with email and text and the group, and it's all at deargabby.com/meditation challenge. I do not want you to miss that. Here we are now starting the show. And like I said, I have a weird feeling. I don't know why. I have a feeling that I'm going to need this card today. I'm shuffling a card from my Super Attractor card deck. These are all beautiful cards from messages from my book, Super Attractor, and they've been put into an affirmation deck called the Super Attractor deck. I also have my book, The Universe Has Your Back, out today. Maybe there's a message that needs to come through from that book. It's sitting on my desk right now, so I don't know why, but I'm getting these senses that there's guidance in all of the resources that are around me. So here's our card for today. Let's see what the message is. My ability to receive is measured by how much I practice good feeling thoughts. Here we go. When I talk about receiving with this card, my ability to receive, the concept of receptivity is related to how we receive guidance from a spiritual connection of our own understanding, how we receive guidance from the universe or God or a spirit guide. We had a whole episode on spirit guides in the past. We can go back and listen to that episode if you want to learn more about spirit guidance, how we receive direction to help us manifest our desires. We talked a lot about this in the episode on how to master the law of attraction and manifest your wildest dreams. So today we can build upon those past episodes where I really touching into our ability to receive And that ability to receive that intuitive guidance, the manifestations that we want to attract into our life, the obstacles turning into opportunities, the solutions, not the problems, the way that we can receive that information and that guidance is through good feeling thoughts. Something interesting happened for me last night. I sleep about 9 to 10 hours a night now because I've mastered the art of sleep, which I'm always happy to talk about here on Dear Gabby, and I probably will do an entire episode on it. And so I sleep really well, but there's times when I have interrupted sleep, and it's only when I'm stressed out about something. The biggest sleep interrupter is stress or anxiety, or both, really. And there was something I was worried about last night related to taking on a new project, and I was nervous about it because I didn't think that I was going to have the bandwidth to do it. And I woke up in the middle of the night worrying about it. And I needed to receive that connection, that intuitive force, that loving presence of, you got this, you can turn this over, you can let this go. But the only way to do that was to get out of the fear cycle and into a more spiritually minded cycle, see it through the spiritual lens rather than the fear lens. And so I did some journaling at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was just journaling and I was just getting out my feelings to just dump out all the negativity. And then I said, okay, I'm willing to receive guidance. I turn this over. I'm choosing a positive thought instead. And in that moment, the positive thought, the positive inclination was to simply just say, you know what? I'm going to let the universe figure this one out for me. I'm not going to try to fix it at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to turn it over. I'm going to say, thank you for showing me what to do. I'm ready to receive guidance. Said that prayer, chose the positive, more empowered thought, leaned into, I don't have to figure this out right now, but I can give it over and let the universe show me what to do, and went right back to sleep. Woke up in the morning and the direction was very clear. I woke up and it was just clear and loud and resolved, because when I am settled, when I'm feeling good, I can receive that intuitive guidance. And the resolution ultimately was not to take that action on that endeavor because it wasn't the right time for me. But the bigger moment is that it didn't take me 2 weeks of stress to figure it out. It took me 1 minute of prayer to go back to sleep and let it be resolved. So much of what we're looking for can be brought to us through our capacity to receive and receive intuitive inspiration, receive inspired ideas, receive inner messages and inner guidance system, receive signs from the universe, receive synchronicity that supports us when we want to manifest an outcome or really let go of the outcome and manifest a desire in whatever form it's meant to come. And when we are leaning towards positive thoughts and the processes of prayer, which we can talk about today, and meditative mindsets, miracle mindsets, that's when we clear the space to receive that inner guidance that is always available to us. We just need to get out of the way. And the fastest way out of the way is through the power of our thoughts. And so that's our message for today. My ability to receive is measured by how much I practice good feeling thoughts. And this is actually going to be very, very, very powerful as it relates to the upcoming meditation challenge, because every single day is an anchor back into those positive thoughts and positive energy, which will ultimately create momentum behind your ability to receive. So if you're really wanting to attract into your life or manifest more into your life, join me for that 21-day meditation challenge, where all the details are at deargabby.com/meditation challenge or in the show notes. A lot of big stuff comes up on this show, and often you'll hear me tell people, you know, this sounds really deep. I think the next step is to work with a licensed therapist and really go deeper on your journey. And this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. This is the place to match you with your own licensed professional therapist that you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. I'm so grateful to be partnering with BetterHelp, because you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions or send a private message to your counselor at any time. And I really believe that we need support. I've been in therapy for most of my life and it has given me life. BetterHelp makes it easy to connect in a safe and private online environment. There's no need to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. You can see a therapist right from the comfort of your own home. And what's really beautiful is that BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. They have licensed counselors who are specialized for depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, LGBTQ matters, self-esteem, and so much more. BetterHelp is professional, affordable, convenient, and anything you share is, of course, confidential. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsors at betterhelp.com/deargabby. That's BETTERHELP.com/deargabby. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/deargabby. All right. So now let's begin the show with this gorgeous topic. My ability to receive is measured by how much I practice good feeling thoughts. Let's go for it. Who is our first guest that is ready to receive intuitive guidance? Where are you? Let's bring him in. Hi.
Oh my gosh, this feels so weird. I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous. How are you?
Oh gosh, it doesn't feel real.
I'm well. I'm actually in Italy right now. It's very nice to meet you.
So I guess, wow, my heart is racing. I write down questions like every time I actually watch you live. I'm like, well, you know, if this question is worth being asked, then maybe I'll get on there. Like,
oh, how cool.
Wants me to ask it, kind of a thing.
That's so cool. That's a really neat way. Let's see what the universe wants me to get answered today. Very cool. Oh my God, I love that. All right, carry on.
I've been to Europe a couple times. I really love it over here. And I think my fascination comes from being adopted and not, or I wasn't adopted, but my dad was. And I found out when I was really young. And so it really confused me as a small child. Do you believe that like your soul is lost like from your purpose if you get adopted? Like, I don't know if I'm asking that correctly or if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, your father was adopted is what you're saying, correct? And you feel a little bit displaced because you don't know who your other family members are, but you do know who he is, correct? Here's what I believe. I believe when it comes to birthing and the parents that we are blessed to fall into, whether it be difficult relationships or positive relationships, it's all a blessing because it's all in the pursuit of our growth and our ability to show up in this lifetime in the way that we've signed up for. I believe that the parents that come into our life are the exact parents that are meant to be there, regardless of whether you've physically come through that mother or if you've been adopted or if you have a grandparent that became your parent or if a family member took over and started parenting you, that those divine connections are relationships that were meant to be, no matter how they came into form. And so this is a beautiful message for anyone out there that's trying to conceive. And I know that's not your question particularly, but if someone's struggling to conceive, I think there's a lot of power in really opening up to the idea and the belief system that there is a signed contract. Even if a child doesn't come through you physically, there's still a contract with the parent that is the person that shows up to be your parent. So while you may be birthed through one human, but raised by another, the one who raised you did energetically and spiritually sign a contract to say, yes, this is going to be my child. And so I think that whoever your father's adopted parents are the people that I would for you choose to embrace as the family members that were spiritually, contractually aligned with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's just really weird. But his adoptive mother like rejected me. She thought I wasn't his biological daughter, which is 100% untrue. But it's just weird to me that an adoptive mother would reject the child of that child that she raised.
Okay. This is pretty layered here. There's a lot in this story. Okay. Okay. So if we were to boil it down, what's the feeling that you want to receive guidance to recover? Because the layers of the story are deep. And so I want to help you kind of begin to resolve whatever the underlying disturbance might be, the feeling that, is it a feeling of rejection?
Yeah. And I feel like I have a negative relationship with, like, I loved her completely. but I accept like pain with love, like not in an abusive way, but somewhat of a neglectful way. Like to get love, I have to accept a certain tolerance of pain.
Right. Okay.
And it's a common theme beyond that.
Okay. So you see where it came from and you know that the storyline is that to get love, I have to accept pain. And that's something that you're wanting to heal, that you're wanting to transform. Am I correct? Am I using the right language here?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, beautiful. All right. So our ability to receive is measured by how much we practice good feeling thoughts. So I want to bring it back to the card right now. And in no way to minimize the feelings that you're having or the experience that you've had, but we all carry around limiting beliefs and fear-based belief systems that hold us back because they're based on our past. They're based on our childhood. They're based on our relationships to our grandparents, to our parents, to our loved ones, to our siblings, whatever it may be. And so there's this ability to receive, which is such an interesting word for you because what you really want to receive is love. And so your ability to receive love is all based on your capacity to change that story. And that story is deep and that story is holding you in a little bit of an inner headlock because it's a wound. But I know and I can tell that there is a strong awareness of the falseness of that story, right? That you are worthy of love. I can see and I can tell that you wouldn't be here listening to Dear Gabby if there wasn't a part of you that believed that. Am I correct?
Right. But these are things I've realized in the last 4 months from practicing mindfulness and following you. And
so you're newly discovering, very cool, that you have these limiting beliefs that have been holding you back in your life in different ways. And so for the sake of giving you relief soon, giving you quick relief, giving you the ability to start to feel a new way of feeling now, I want you to start to affirm how you want to feel rather than this new identification of how you were feeling. So I want you to really affirm with me right now what it is that you want to feel. You want to feel like you can receive love without consequence, right? You want to feel that you can receive love effortlessly. Would that be something that you'd like to affirm?
Yeah, I guess that I deserve it. And I don't want to attract future relationships like that. I do have a lot of one-sided friendships and it's not serving me well. And I know from practicing what you teach, like I have to give myself love first, you know, and so I work on that every day.
Let's go into this in a different angle. So you said, I want to affirm that I don't want to attract these kinds of relationships. Whenever we're affirming what we want to affirm what we do want, not what we don't want. Because when we focus on what we don't want, we create more of what we don't want. Okay. So I'm going to make this a little bit more fun and elevating for you. So I want to affirm what you do want. And I think that it's very similar to what this card is. I want to receive love effortlessly. I want to receive love that has no conditions. I am ready, not even think of the word want. I am ready to receive love with no conditions, with effortlessness. And I see you smiling as I say that. And I feel that your energy is elevating right now. And so I want you to keep doing the beautiful work that you're doing, listening to Dear Gabby, practicing mindfulness, going deeper into your subconscious feelings that you want to resolve. But all the while, I want you to empower yourself by affirming the good feeling thoughts that align with what it is that you do want to attract so that you bring positive momentum towards that. Because the card we have today, my ability to receive is measured by how much I practice good feeling thoughts. So the more you stay in the story of I was rejected by my grandmother and blah, 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 it's not that I don't want you to work that out in therapy because I do, but in your day-to-day energetic experience, I want you to wake up and say, I'm worthy of love. I'm ready to receive love unapologetically. I'm ready to have two-sided relationships, right? And not go into the negative of, I don't want to have that, right? Because the universe knows what you don't want. Tell the universe what you do want. Affirm that empowered belief system and affirm it. And you're in Italy right now and you have this beautiful environment. You're vaccinated. You can walk around freely. You can go have some pasta. You can really enjoy your life right now. And I want you to just have a blast in Italy. And just the more you affirm this, I think that the more you will attract those relationships into your life that do not reflect those past experiences. So sometimes on this show, I always say, let's go deeper, let's go deeper, let's do the therapeutic work. And that is the answer always. We don't want to spiritually override our underlying conditions. But while we're doing that deeper work in whatever form it comes, we can still have fun along the way. We can still feel good and feel relief and lean towards positive thoughts of what it is that we desire. And as we lean into those positive thoughts and those desires, we actually support the greater healing and the deeper healing. Because if we stay in the problem seeking rather than the solution seeking, it's harder to get out of that old pattern and that old belief system. You follow me?
Yes. Yes, I do. I was focusing on my don't list and my boundaries that I'm thinking too much about the negative side of things. And so.
And I want you to keep those boundaries and I want you to know what you don't want, but I want you to focus on what you do want.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Knowing what you don't want helps you know what you do want. So there's nothing wrong with that. But when you're affirming what you want, make sure that it's in the positive.
Okay.
Good job, babes. Beautiful work. All right. Who is next? This card is, I told you guys this card was going to come through for us today. Hello. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. How you doing?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good, Lauren. I'm doing real good. Happy to be here with you guys.
I am so grateful to be here. I don't have something for you to coach me on, but I was the winner of the sweepstakes, my Dear Gabby membership and the beautiful Apple products. And I actually just wanted to thank you so much and to share with you and maybe your viewers, if it's interesting, the story behind signing up to be chosen.
Yeah, sure.
It's really fast. It's totally A Course in Miracles. It's totally what you teach. It's totally manifestation. And you had advertised this contest on Instagram. And I love your Instagram. And I kept seeing it. And it was just a really, really steady, soft, quiet voice that just landed on my shoulder and whispered in my ear and just said, just enter this. You will win this. And it was just really unadorned and quiet. And I didn't. And some time went by and then it was the last day and that voice was still there, but it wasn't nagging me. It was just really steady, soft, and quiet. And I heard it and I sort of believed it, but I just went about my day. And then it was like the last hour, you know, it was like last hours. And I thought about it. And I thought about how beautiful these prizes are. And it's so great to enter a contest and win a contest, but I wasn't cloying to have any of those things. They were just lovely and loving. And so I listened to one of your podcasts. I reviewed it. You know, I did what was asked of me to enter the contest really gently. And then I got a letter from one of your assistants that I had won. And it was so perfect because it's so what you teach. And it also reminded me that, you know, if it's the mean voice that's talking to me, it's not my soul. And it's like 100% not real. And yeah. If it's like that quiet, soft voice, it's like, that is the divine within me. And yes. So it just, I don't know. I felt really compelled to share with you and your viewers the sweetness and the steadiness of that story.
I love that you brought this today because it's actually so in tune with the topic for today, because you just use the word sweetness and steadiness. You're speaking about this experience of manifesting something with ease, super attracting something with ease. The key to being a super attractor, the key to receiving, as our card says, receiving guidance, receiving gifts from the universe, receiving, in your case, you know, a bunch of Apple products and a miracle membership and all the things that we gave you, really comes through ease. It comes through grace. It comes through listening, as you did, to that softness and that gentleness and that voice of true inner guidance that is available to all of us when we are not overly attached, when we're not controlling it, when we're not obsessing about it, when we let go, when we release, that's when we can receive, when we believe we receive. And so in this instance, you're not trying to force anything. You're just listening and you're believing in that voice. And so you just took an action and there was your beautiful gift. So we have the ability to receive that sweet, gentle guidance all the time when we get out of the way, when we're not in that place of saying, I want to control this. I want to make this happen. I'm forcing this. And there's no question that you were chosen because you were in that vibrational frequency of receptivity. You were just in a gentle, peaceful, sweet. I love the word sweet, sweet state of just receptivity. You enjoyed the podcast, you gave it a review, you entered to win, and you won. And so I think that the message from this story, my friend, thank you so much. It's so beautiful, is the more you chill, the more guidance you will receive, and the more gifts and greatness you will receive them from the universe. And sometimes those gifts will be literal gifts, or it might be the gift of forgiveness, or it might be the gift of receiving the exact message that you needed to hear in that moment, or it might be the gift of a person buying you a coffee online at the coffee shop. Whatever those gifts are, there's an abundance of gifts in the universe, and we deflect them and block them so often because we're in those negative fear-based thoughts. We're controlling what we want. We're not believing that we're worthy of receiving. And this, just the simplicity of this story is just magnificent, because it's a story of you dwelling in just positivity, joy, ease, relaxation, and truly surrender. Like, you're just letting things be, and the universe rewarded you for that. And so I think that that's such a strong through line for this beautiful card that we pulled today. My ability to receive is measured by how much I practice good feeling thoughts. And so that was really it, you know, good job.
Thank you. And also, like, just be open. Like, there was something about that, like just being open, that you never know where magic's going to come from. And that openness of, like, you just never know, even like choosing a sign, as you invite us to do it. Like, if I'm not open to seeing it, then I'm not open to seeing it. But when I am open, I see that specific, my special sign everywhere. I see synchronicity everywhere. And that there's always an invitation to tap into that place. That's amazing. It's like starting the day over, which is also fantastic.
I'm going to take that cue. So let's, for everyone listening right now, let's start everyone's day over. And I likely would imagine that most people probably started their days with some negative stories that have been lingering. So let's start our day over with good feeling thoughts so that we can strengthen our ability to receive. So I'm going to say a prayer for everybody listening based on this inspiration that you brought to me. Thank you, sister. So ground ourselves in this moment. And if you want to close your eyes, if you're not driving, you can. And if you want to just drive with just taking in this prayer, let's do it. And we open up our consciousness now to receive intuitive guidance, positive, empowering thoughts. We open up our consciousness now to seek solutions rather than problems. We open up our conscious awareness of the abundance of gifts that are available to us from the universe in this day and every day that follows. Today, we welcome these miracles. We welcome this abundance. We welcome these gifts. Thank you, universe, for revealing to us all of the abundance that is around us, guiding us, and showing up for us. All we have to do is awaken to the presence of that guidance, those gifts, and that true nature, which is love, that is within us and around us. So let's all just silently say, I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to receive. You can say it out loud if you want to. I'm ready to receive. And let that be your mantra today. I'm ready to receive. Beautiful. When you're ready, open your eyes and get psyched, because there's a lot of opportunity in front of all of us today. Let's see what we receive today. I'm ready for it. I am ready for it. Gorgeous. Thank you, my love. What a beautiful story today. And congratulations on winning. I've tried so many different razors and they suck, really, literally. And this is a sponsor of the show, Athena Club, but I am hardcore promoting this razor at the moment and all of their beautiful products. I have had true razor drama. And there's no better razor out there. I mean this. I hope you can feel it. There is absolutely no better razor out there than the Athena Club razor. I've been shaving with it for a few months now, and it's been perfect for the summer. And honestly, I don't even need to tell you what the details are of this razor. I just need you to know that it works. It is so awesome. And not only is it the prettiest razor I've ever seen, but it's also gentle on my skin. And it's just one of those products that you just can't live without. I mean, I mean it. It's my favorite razor. Athena Club's razor is designed with built-in skin guards to help prevent razor burn. It's no wonder their razor has thousands of five-star reviews, mine included. And I mean it. I'm telling you over and over, it's the best. The razor blade is surrounded by a water-activated serum with shea butter and hyaluronic acid, which is a holy grail for skincare. The best part is that the razor kit is only $9 and comes with two blade heads, a magnetic hook for shower storage, which I put just right behind my bathtub, and your choice of handle for your color. The razor has a cute little handle color option, but they also have a black and white razor for all of the minimalists out there. I chose pink, honestly. Plus, you'll never have to worry about running out of refills or being stuck with dull, overused razors. You can choose how often replacement blades ship to you for free. That means fresh, ready-to-use razors always arrive when you need them most. Show your skin you care with the Athena Club Razor Kit. Sign up today and you'll get 20% off your first order. Go do it. Go do it. Go do it. I'm not even kidding you. This is the absolute best razor ever. I want more of them. I don't ever want to run out. AthenaClub.com and use promo code DearGabby. That's AthenaClub.com with promo code DearGabby for 20% off. DM me on Instagram with a massive thank you when you try this razor. It is awesome. I am laughing because I'm so excited to share about it with you. Go get it. All right. Who's next? We've got some good folks coming through. John. Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You look so cute with your blue hoodie on. You're having a nice day. Smiley. What's going down?
I've had a pretty rough 2019-ish to now. My mom was diagnosed with cancer and passed away last December. And during her treatment process, my father was diagnosed as well, and he passed away recently.
Oh, my goodness, honey. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I feel in a state of like flux. Like, everything is fine in this moment. I'm worried about the future. Like, and both of them were, we had a rocky relationship, but like towards the end, it improved. And it was, I just feel pretty lost without them. And
Mm-hmm. All right. So, John, are you an only child?
I have two older sisters.
Okay, good. That's helpful. Okay, good. And how old are you, sweetheart?
I'm 27.
Yeah, that's very young to lose both of your parents. Okay, so I want to first just hold you with a lot of love and compassion and see you in that suffering, because to lose any parent, let alone both in the same year, is devastating. And so I just want to hold you in that and honor you for everything you've been through. And for the fact that you're here right now says to me that you're willing to really show up for this and to heal through this and to experience grace through this and to connect to your parents through this. And so I just want to just give you a massive virtual high five right now. And I hope that you can feel that for really showing up. When things that are devastating that happen in life, there's typically two directions we can go. We can check out, numb out, or we can wake up more. You being here, coming in, being picked for Dear Gabby, showing up in this way is a sure sign you're asking to go bigger and a sure sign that you're ready to grow. So I'm just wanting to create a baseline right now of saying you're on the right track, baby. Okay. And your parents are saying, hey, clap, clap, clap. Okay. That I just saw, whenever I see the hands clapping, okay, it's often for me that I can visualize that quickly. And so what I'm hearing for you, my love, is that this experience, while it needs to be completely and fully processed and worked through and the grief takes time, does not have to be something that you look back on as it is a tragedy, so I don't want to take away from it, but I'd want you to recognize that there is an opportunity for the rest of your life to be able to look back and say, wow, that was a turning point for me as a human, okay? By no means am I going to take away from the process of grieving. That could take some time. that could take some necessary grief support, that could take some therapy, that could take some help from your sisters, whatever support you need. I want to open up your awareness to receive it now. Okay. But what I want to consider is that there is the possibility that you could move through this with so much grace and so much courage and come out the other side of this experience stronger and with this great sense of ability to be resilient and to have a spiritual connection to your parents and to live in a way that would be far different if they were here. And so sometimes when we're given these obstacles in life, we have a choice to be able to say, what can I do with this? How can I use this for my highest good? And I know that your parents in the spiritual realm want to bring that guidance to you. They want you to take this experience and find for yourself what is the great learning in it, okay? The word I keep hearing is resilience. I don't expect you to come out of that so fast. I don't expect resilience to set in so quickly, but I want you to see that there's resilience in every moment. So let's say today you wake up and you didn't even brush your teeth because you're mourning and you're in a tough place, but you got onto Dear Gabby, right? That's a moment of resilience. Let's say are you working at this time?
I am, yes.
So you wake up in the morning, you get to your job, right? And you have a positive exchange with somebody at work. That's a moment of resilience. So I want you to see that it's not about recovery from trauma, recovery from tragedy doesn't happen overnight, but it's the moments of resilience along the way that add up to the gift that comes out the other side. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, 1,000%.
Okay. So in your own words, in what ways have you been resilient?
You know, showing up to work, taking the time to take care of myself, like doing the yoga and the meditation that I've been doing. I quit smoking. I mainly quit alcohol. I'm still struggling with that a little bit. But I think I am in a pretty good place, and that's scary. Like, I feel like the world has this expectation of me not to be.
Yep. Okay. And it's also scary because you witnessed two people die, right? Two people that were your closest people. No matter what the relationship was, it was people that birthed you, that brought you into the world. You witnessed death. And so that can bring up a lot of fear in every corner, and particularly fear around things being good, because it's like, oh, well, what's going to happen now? And so even being in this conversation with me about focusing on the fact that you are doing well, that you did quit smoking, that you're on your path to quitting drinking, that you're showing up for work, that you're doing pretty good is a opportunity for us in this moment to celebrate that. And I think that when people go through difficult times, it's hard for them to accept that things can be good. And the same way that I want you to focus on these moments of resilience, I want you to celebrate the moments of grace. I want you to celebrate the moments that are great. Because what our card is telling us is our ability to receive. So in your case, receive guidance from your parents, receive support from the universe, receive direction, receive a sense of safety, is going to be directly reflected to your good feeling thoughts. And so the more you, I promise you this, John, the more you lean into, look how resilient I am. Look how celebrating, I didn't pick up a drink today. Celebrating, I got to work today. Celebrating, you know what? Today's a pretty good day, even though my tragedy is behind me and it's not that far behind me. It's still a good day. All of that is going to, no matter what, our ego is going to say, don't lean into the good because the good is too scary. The truth of who we are is that the more we lean into that good, the more we receive, the more we will grow, the easier the future of your life will be, and the more you'll be able to hear that guidance from your parents in a spiritual form.
Thank you.
So I want to give you an affirmation today to just carry into your day-to-day experiences. It's good to feel good. It's good to feel good. I want you to just repeat it over and over. And I just want, when you feel good, I want you to say, it's good to feel good. It's good to feel good. Giving yourself full-bodied permission to feel good. No matter what you've been through, it's good to feel good. And every single day offers you this moment of grace. That doesn't take away from the grieving process. It doesn't take away from the pain and the suffering, but it gives you momentum. And it gives you, when you lean into the good, you're given a greater opportunity to heal more, to go deeper into your own healing, because you're doing it from a place that is energized, a place that has positive energy behind it. And it's from a place of resilience. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're awesome, my friend. You're such a wonderful guy. And I'm so proud that at 27 years old, you're seeking solutions. You're quitting smoking. You're putting down the drink. You're showing up for Dear Gabby. Your parents are applauding you like the biggest, like imagine them giving you a standing ovation right now. And they are so proud of every single thing that you are doing to show up for yourself. And they're saying, we're with you every step of the way. We're rooting for you, John. And we want you to trust that we're with you. We are by your side, is what they say. We are by your side. We are by your side. There's almost like one hand on your right shoulder, one hand on your left shoulder. They might even say that you'll feel their presence physically at times. Has that happened for you?
It has actually. One day, specifically my dad, I knew he was here. I don't know what was going on, but I woke up in the not best of moods. And I just felt like this cold on my left side. Mm-hmm. I was sitting on my bed. And then all of a sudden, one of my neighbors walked out and like they were blasting their music. And it was a song that reminded me of him like before he died. And it was,
yeah,
it was really cool to have that experience.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. So really what they're saying now is they're right by your side, right? And that I said left and right, and you're saying you felt him on the left side. So he's on the left side, she's on the right side. You're going to know that's them. The more you lean into the grace and the positive thoughts, the more you'll receive their presence. And they're really applauding you. And what they're saying also is that the relationship that you have with them in the spiritual realm might even be healthier and happier than you could have or did have in a different form. And I'm not sure if that's too much, but I just want to offer that, that it could be a feeling of like just true support, genuine support, unapologetic support. I'm so glad I see that resonating with you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. I needed this.
Yeah. And you attracted it and your parents got you here. They worked through my team to bring you on today. And I want you to really trust that. And I want you to just say, it's good to feel good. It's good to feel good. It's good to feel good. That's your mantra, my friend. Okay?
Okay. It is good to feel good.
Good job, John. Keep it up. Your parents are with you every step of the way in a totally different way. So gorgeous. Beautiful work. Thank you, love.
Thank you.
Who is next?
Hi.
Hi. I hear you.
I am from Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Cool.
And I started this journey, spirituality. I mean, I have a lot of interest in medicine, modeling, building my business. And when I have to do it, like in the practice, I feel lost. Like all the things in my head turn around and I always play safe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't expose myself. All my life, I've been playing that role and I want to change it. You know, I want to turn my life upside down.
Great. Beautiful. Okay. So you're coming here on Dear Gabby today saying, I'm sick of playing safe. I want to change that. I want to turn my life upside down. Wow. Beautiful. Absolutely magnificent. I think that the message of our card today comes through really strong for you, Juan. My ability to receive is measured by how much I practice good feeling thoughts, because the thing that you are self-identifying as having most in your way is the negative thoughts. Am I correct? All those negative fear-based thoughts. And so what we need to do right now is really reorganize your day-to-day thought systems to be more proactive in the support of what it is that you want to show up for, what you want to create, and how you want to turn your life around. So I want to make a simple adjustment for you, Juan. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
I want you to claim right now that you're ready to turn your life upside down.
Yes.
That you're ready to stop playing small and you're ready to focus on what you do want and be unapologetic about it. Because I'm looking at you now and you're a young man. You've got this great energy coming through the screen and you're here on Dear Gabby. You're showing up for your personal growth at a young age. How old are you, sweetheart?
I am 20.
20, my goodness. Oh my God, I'm so glad we're getting to you so young. Okay, So here you are, you're 20 years old, you're showing up on Dear Gabby, you're obviously on a spiritual path and a personal growth path, you're doing everything right. And so I just want to just do a minor tweak, which is that there is the ability to get into the momentum of creating what you do want and the ability to block it. You've identified that you've been blocking it with those negative thoughts. And today we're going to redirect. I want to give you a quantum shift today, okay? I want you to claim in this moment with me right now that you're committed to high vibration thoughts, that you're committed to perceiving your circumstances through the positive lens, that you're committed to showing up for your life. And the thing is when we have that fear of failure, right? We're like afraid to take an action because we're scared to fail, or who am I to do this? The simplest way out of that fear of failure is to just feel good in the moment, is to just lean into a positive thought in the moment, is to have fun in the moment. And so I want you to remember this over and over again, that my ability to have fun, my ability to lean into joy is all I need for success. Okay? You don't have to measure your success based on how perfectly you're doing things, but instead on how much fun you're having and how good you feel. So if your only priority is to feel good and to think positive thoughts and to lean into good vibrations, and that doesn't mean that you don't have bad days, and that doesn't mean that you don't deal with some negative things, because you got to show up for those negative things. But you show up for them with a solution-oriented mindset. You show up for them with a positive affirmation of how you want to move through it. You show up with grace. And so, my love, you're young, you're spiritual, you're here, you've got a lot of life ahead of you. If you take this direction and create this quantum shift now, which is that I don't have to be perfect, I just want to focus on feeling good, everything will unfold perfectly for you. That is perfection.
Yes.
You feel it, right?
Yes.
Are you open to having a quantum shift today, baby?
I do. Yes. I wanted to.
That's why you're here. I love it. I want to. Okay. So you're here. You're on Dear Gabby. You've got the opportunity to change your attitude, change your mind, change your perception, let go of the perfectionism and welcome grace in each and every moment of this day. And to just allow yourself to feel good, allow yourself to show up for what feels good, to the thoughts that feel good, to the actions that feel good. Do what feels good. Okay, baby.
I'm going to do it. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Juan. You are amazing. I have a toddler who literally hasn't had a vegetable in probably 6 months. He's like a no, ugh, 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 kid. And I'm trying so hard to get all of his nutrients into him. God gave me this kid that doesn't want to eat anything except for milk and cheesy wraps and whatever. Thankfully, I'm giving him the almond flour wraps. But typical kids' vitamins, which is what I would turn to get these nutrients into him, often are like candy. And they have so much sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy, junky ingredients that I don't want my kid to eat. And that's why Hiya was created. The pediatrician-approved, super-powered, chewable vitamin created by two dads tired of children's vitamins that cause more problems than they solve. Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a yummy taste they love. My son Oliver thankfully loves them because we know he doesn't like his greens. Hiya is made from a blend of 12 farm fresh fruits and vegetables and supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals known to help support a healthy immune system. It supports their energy levels, brain function, mood, teeth, bones, and more. Hiya arrives straight to your door on the pediatrician recommended schedule. We've worked out an exclusive offer with Hiya for their best selling children's vitamin. Dear Gabby listeners receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, go to HiyaHealth.com/Gabby or enter code Gabby at checkout. That's HiyaHealth.com/GABBY and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Full discount applied at checkout. Let's take one more Dear Gabby. I told you this was going to be a beautiful through line for today. It's an easy one to lean into. Who is next? Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's kind of funny that I came on last because when you had first started everything, my heart was like pounding, even with the first girl. And it was like the angels around me had to be like, it's okay, calm down, we'll give you some time. It's like I knew I was coming on today, but they just wanted me to take a breather so that I could receive this moment. I was hoping that you could give me advice on two things that have been like pretty heavy on my heart. And I also wrote some things down so that I don't get too ahead of myself. But the first is imposter syndrome. And the second is anxiety on speaking my truth. Both definitely interconnected. I love astrology. My dream is to center a business around astrology. But with imposter syndrome, it's so tricky because I'm so lit up when I talk about astrology and how in-depth it can go and how it can relate to everybody's lives and how it can help you and with business and finding your purpose. And even right now, like, I get so excited about
it. I can tell. Yeah.
Yeah. Coincidentally, my middle name is Star on my birth certificate. So that's just so weird.
Cool.
But when I'm talking with someone just one-on-one, a normal conversation, I get so excited. And it's like when someone asks you questions about something that you're really passionate about, you just like get so lit up and you want to teach them about it and you want to talk to them about it. But the moment someone tells me I should start offering readings, the hesitancy comes through where I'm like, I don't know, like I still need to learn how to do this, or I haven't mastered this yet. Like I have to finish these courses, and it's interconnected with anxiety, like very intense anxiety, because the moment I try to go online or do anything where I know I'm speaking in advance, it's like not just the spite of the moment conversation, but more like premeditated, the feelings of imposter syndrome start lingering in again. And my anxiety kicks in so high to the point where it's like fight or flight response. And I try so hard to tell myself, like, this is my ego. This isn't me coming through. It's okay, Shauna, you can calm down, like speak your truth. But it's so hard to quiet that. And I don't know what the next step is. I don't know.
I got you. Okay. So Shauna, what if you, anytime that you were doing anything astrology related, you did it from this perception that you were here to serve, made it not about you at all.
Yeah.
But all about what the gift of this message could be, right? So here's the deal. So when you have a gift that you want to bring into the world that you are lit up by and jazzed by, but then you start to feel held back by imposter syndrome, what's ultimately happening is that your, as you said, in your own words, that your ego is in the way. Your ego is showing up. The fear-based voice of who am I to do this? Or what are they going to think of me? Or how could I be doing this if I haven't finished all my classes? Or I don't know how to present, or whatever the storyline is. But the bottom line is, if it's about you, that's when it's going to wind up feeling terrifying, scary. You're not going to be able to get through it. But the moment that you make it about the fun and about the service of others, that is how you can take action from a place of what I call spiritual alignment. We talk about this in Super Attractor. And the spiritually aligned action method is, so simply put, leaning into joy, faith, and really believing that what it is that you're bringing forth is of service to others. And then the universe takes care of the rest. So the simplest thing I want you to do right now, it's a really simple adjustment. It may seem like, oh, that's too easy, but it's actually, it is that easy. Every single time you are presented with an opportunity to teach rather than just share to your friends or talk to me about it like you are right now, but to teach, whether it's through a Zoom or whether it's on social media or whether it's going on Instagram Live or working with a private client, which you will, I want you to focus on how can I serve and how can I have fun doing it? And if those are your two primary objectives, how can I serve and how can I have fun doing it? You cannot fail. You cannot harm. You can teach something that you might not even know completely yet and you may not have completely mastered yet, but you can teach it from a place of joy and from a place of your current understanding. And you can trust that that student that was guided to you is going to hear it in the exact form that they were ready to hear it in. And so I really want you to give yourself full-bodied permission to take the ego, the you, out of the equation and make it all about the joy and the service. And I believe, because I can see in you this excitement and this enthusiasm and this passion, like, girlfriend, it's coming through the other end. I want you to hear me when I say this. With you in that excited passion and that enthusiasm for astrology, the first thought I had while you were talking was like, wow, I'd love to get a reading with her. Because that energy is coming through, baby. Okay. So as long as you can stay in that excited, high vibe state, it cannot fail. It's a huge success. It's a huge success. Your ability to receive is measured by how much you practice good feeling thoughts. This is the card. This is the card we keep coming back to. So leaning into how much fun can I have and how much can I serve? There's zero failure there. And I'm reflecting back to you now that seeing you and witnessing you in the excitement, joy, and enthusiasm of astrology makes me instantly believe in you, makes me want a reading from you. I'm not bullshitting you, sister. I'm totally serious. I was like, wow, I wonder what she thinks about Scorpios with Aries moon and Sag rising, you know? Like, so like, that's where my head went, sister. So I want you to really, really, really hear me when I say this. You have the power to do something super cool, super successfully, serving a lot of souls, bringing forth your highest passion. You're right on the precipice of it. Don't let your ego get in the way. Just whenever you notice ego showing up, say, how can I serve and how can I have some fun? My company's motto is help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. That's our mission statement at Dear Gabby Inc. Help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. You can steal that to make that your own. Help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Because if we're helping a lot of people and we're having a lot of fun, we will never fail. Ever. When you find your passion and your purpose, you can have fun doing it and you can be the beautiful expression and conduit for it to come forward and reap the benefits of that. But the second you make it about you, it can't help others. No matter what it is, whether it's designing fashion or being an attorney, got to be about the joy and the fun and the service of others.
Yeah.
Okay. Go, girl.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful work. Beautiful work. Beautiful work. I'm very proud of you. Thank you, sweetheart. So I'm going to close out this show now. What a nice, fun, upbeat, elevated show we had today. My ability to receive is measured by how much I practice good feeling thoughts. The through line, the message for today is no matter how much you're struggling, no matter how much you've detoured in the wrong direction, that this show can be your catalyst for a quantum shift. You can choose in this moment now to lean into a positive perspective, to lean into a solution, to lean into what's working, to lean into and affirm what you do want rather than affirming what you don't want, and to claim it fully and completely now. When we claim what it is that we desire unapologetically, when we choose to lean into a positive thought form, no matter what's going on around us, when we laugh in the midst of a crisis, not a terrible crisis, but when we laugh in the midst of chaos, and when we smile as a way of showing up for each day, waking up with that smile on our face, making the commitment to lean towards joy, that's when we are led. When we lean into joy, we are led. When we lean into the experience of fun, we can't fail. And when we lean into the joy and the expression of that joy, we bring service to the world. And that is our true purpose here. And that is what will continue to allow us to be in the abundant receptivity of what is available to us at all times. So today, leave with this. Take whatever story you've been repeating that hasn't been working. And today, right now, affirm what it is that you do want. Affirm what you do want. Affirm what you do want. And when that starts to feel good and it feels good in your body, say it again. And when it feels even better in your body, say it again. And when it starts to feel even better in your body, say it out loud to somebody else. And affirm what it is that you want so that you can create more of it. What a beautiful show. Beautiful. Thank you, guys. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.